Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Looking through the big window at the eastern corner of this lovely home, the sun balancing on the horizon, I celebrate the long days that are upon us, these 6 weeks of light. I feel like these are my days. These days, these 6 weeks, when dawn breaks before five and will linger till almost 10. As I drifted into dreams last night, it was still last light, the low gray glow showing clouds along the treetops. I feel safer somehow, if my sleep begins just as the stars start their climb. I feel as if no harm in the world can find me, and that my dreams will be soft. I always have. I distinctly remember that, as a boy, I liked pulling the covers up, gazing out at the backlit outlines of buildings, their internal lights not having taken over yet, great blocky shapes against the sky. I remember slipping into my rest, bathed in that quiet light. I get up early most days. Aside from the aches and pains associated with waking at an advanced age, I love waking to first light. The robins and cardinals generally start the day around here. I swear certain robins set a very early alarm just to be ready and in good voice as morning gray begins. In my golf playing days, I would wake to the birds, scrape my gear together, and head for the course, teeing off before the place opened and finishing 18 holes in time for breakfast and my day at the office. I was 23, and the world was amazing. I could do anything I wanted, and what I wanted most started at dawn. I love what daylight does for me. I swim in the confidence it provides, and I doze in its warmth. I am smitten with the notion that whatever dark thoughts befell me in the middle of a dream-filled night, they will be gone and replaced in the morning, replaced with joy in the promise of the day, altered by whatever it is in the sunlight that gives me faith. My guess is that there's some sort of chemistry going on, but I really don't know. Every other night or so, I wake up mulling over all the things that need to be done, things that I have not fully attended to. I feel uneasy and burdened and pressured to make things fit. Sometimes I get up to divert my thoughts, read something, pet the cats, just walk downstairs, anything to change the focus. Sometimes it works, and sometimes I spend the next hour back in bed, turning over the same set of challenges, having gotten nowhere in my efforts to change the subject. Morning holds none of that for me. Waking is full of confidence and purpose, happiness at the green of the earth and the blue of the sky. Morning is simple for me. Sunrise is optimism. The day presents itself with all its challenges as a gift. Dread becomes openness. Acceptance replaces misgiving. I'd like to bottle those feelings and make them available in small batches to folks whom I encounter during my day. I have a few in mind who could use my help. The lady with a bad cancer who is close to tears most of the time. The child who cannot seem to find a smile anywhere in her world. The man who wrestles his private demons in some heroic battle, ending up angry and embarrassed and alone. I would like them all to wake up in the peace of a prairie dawn. I would like them all to fall easily asleep in the quiet of a sunset through the oaks. I wonder how many souls are like mine, so directly attuned to daytime, whatever time it is, as long as it's light enough to see. I know folks who seem to have the opposite wiring. They come alive at night. They live for the night. Some are musicians, and some are poets, and some are programmers, and some just go out into and belong to the night. I suspect their energy is different. I suspect that night keepers are looking for stimulation, and that we day dwellers choose harmony. And I'm sure that there are advanced souls who are happy in both realms. Bless us all, the night dancers and the daylight planters, but for me, it's the light. Always has been, always will be.